Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
Oh, man. He doesn't even know what he's walking into this morning.
Uh-oh.
This poor, pathetic sap Antoine Terrell over here. He has no idea the damage that he caused this week.
You have no idea, do you?
I caused damage
this week?
Yes, you
did. Oh, yeah, you're in trouble. I heard all about how you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Monica called me yesterday to inform me.
I called Antoine first.
But he didn't answer. All right, so in sitting out, the wrath has carried over.
You could have
received the wrath yesterday in its original, not as severe form, but now the wrath has been building because you, Antoine, member of the K92 Morning Thang,
right,
along with me, Zach Jackson, and she, Miss Monica Brooks, we your thang, we live this morning. Monica called me last night to inform me that, Antoine, you are in serious trouble.
And I will say this, Monica, I do remember getting your call. I was eating dinner. I was in the middle of dinner, and I was like, "I'll call her back as soon as I finish eating." Mm-hmm. And then I completely forgot.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
Somebody's gonna get in trouble.
What did I do?
Well, you told a story about. Well, you told about how your brother had his birthday party, right?
Yes.
And you gave a speech.
Correct.
And you got a little bit of
nervous, a little shaky.
And you said you were shaking so hard you spilled your drink and everything else. And what did I do? I laughed.
She laughed.
Yeah. I laughed.
Antoine told this story.
I threw my head back and laughed.
Yeah, you threw the hair.
You know what? I have a clip of it. Let's see if we can hear if Monica's laugh is in this. I'm not sure. Let's preview it.
And then I go up there and I have a mimosa in my hand and my hand starts shaking.
That is an enjoyable.
My hand starts shaking.
That's the worst.
Then everyone can see it.
So how am I in trouble because you laughed?
Okay, because I thought about you and I said, what happens? I was like, we speak to large groups of people all the time.
Correct.
And everything is awesome.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes with intimate groups, you get a little nervous.
Yeah.
So people pay attention to everything that you're doing, so you get a little nerve.
Yeah, and we were talking about that because Antoine was put in this situation. It's like, here he is. He's broadcasting to the masses.
Right.
Tens upon elevens of people listening to this show.
But you can have two people standing here, and you all of a sudden you'd be like, I'm nervous for some reason.
A little more nervous.
I got nervous at that Q&A session at our work thing.
There's
like 50 people in the room, and I know most of them, and all of a sudden, I can't swallow. I'm nervous.
Yeah, and it's like ridiculous. You're like, what's going on with my body?
So Monica's all laughing it up at Antoine.
Well, yesterday, I'm hosting the ceremony for the National Association of Women in Construction.
Okay. Now, I did not ask this question yesterday. How did you end up speaking at the National the National Association of
Women? You know, things like that happen. And then shout out to Tanya, girlfriend. She's a president of the association.
Well,
she asked me to speak. And when she gives me the script, I look over. I mean, I don't really know a lot about construction. So, of course, if you don't know me, you know.
I did not know that.
But I'm going over all the details. I'm like, gosh, this is serious. This is like the initiation for certain members and the board members. And it's a very intimate group. Well, you know, as I'm going through the script,
I'm holding the script.
I'm not, I'm standing there in front of these very beautiful, smart women.
All right.
Very successful. They're wonderful. And I notice my hand gets the Antoine shake.
The Antoine shake.
It's it's a large script. So I'm like, it makes noise a little bit. You know, it's a little, and I feel my leg get a little tremble. I'm like, I'm in heels too. And I feel my leg get a little tremble.
Your legs are starting to wobble.
I'm in heels too. So
right. I know. It's already a balancing act. Okay. I understand.
So I don't really walk well.
It's like walking
heels.
A tightrope. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm like on top of these heels. It's like, I'm a little tree getting ready to tilt over. Yeah. My leaves are shaking. and I sat there and I had to stop. I said, y'all, I'm going to stop right now because this is God sending me a sign that. I said, if you listen to the show and you listen to Antoine, I did bring you into it. And I laughed. And I laughed so hard.
Mm.
I did. And I said, as I stand here, I said, don't take pictures of me because the paper will be a blur from me having the shakes.
You know what that is, right?
What's that?
I hear it.
What's that?
Chugga-lugga-lugga-lugga. Chugga-lugga-lugga-lugga. Chugga-lugga. It was the karma train
coming
back to hit you in your face.
But we and no, you didn't.
Yeah, no, because let me just listen again. Let's listen to her joyous laugh.
And start shaking.
That's the worst. I did. I gave a good chuckle, a hearty chuckle.
That was more than a chuckle.
It was a borderline chortle.
I said, that's what I get. I mean, it was a wonderful meeting ceremony. It was it was great. So I do appreciate all the ladies for having me there. And I said, if you want me back, me and my Trimble's ass, you know, I said, I'll be there. But yeah, the National Association of Women in Construction.
I appreciate the Karma Train showing up at your house.
Well, the Karma Train had as much business being there as Monica did, so it worked out fine.
Yes. Well played.
Thank you, Tanya.
Good morning, all 52353. You want to text in? We can discuss the yak in a minute if we want.
Oh, yes, we need a yak update.
They're still looking for this yak. I'm a little confused by that, but in the meantime, I'm shopping for yak meat online. Because I feel like we need to follow
try
this
it.
Up. Now I do.
Can you buy some yak milk online?
Ooh, or do
you
I don't want know if I want milk? That. We'll see.
Keep it cold.
What's today's diamond of the day that could potentially take over the entire show?
Oh, well, there's a small town and they're fighting back. They're like the only town that doesn't have one of these. And they're fighting back because they don't want it.
Okay, they don't
they
want
don't
it.
They don't want it.
So like every other town has this.
Every other town has it. And they said, no, we don't want it.
Okay, absolutely not. You get your toilets out of here. We don't need sewage. Leave. Okay, that's next. One tiny town is fighting back. Are they fighting back on BF?
Yak.
On BF? Yak. Yak.
Yak. On BYAK.
That was yesterday. On BYAK. So let's, I don't know. Let's find out.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
They're known to be the smallest town in England, Rutland. That's the name of the town. And they get their reputation for being so small and just being a tight community. Well, they're fighting back now because McDonald's has submitted a plan to open up a restaurant in their small town. Now, they are the only town without a McDonald's. And
They can't possibly be the only town without a McDonald's.
They right now are the only town, in the smallest town, without a McDonald's.
In England.
And they want to keep it that way.
So every other town in England has a McDonald's?
Has a McDonald's. And they said that they have never had a McDonald's, don't want a McDonald's. And there's like a couple people that said, ooh, well, I kind of want a Big Mac. But the rest of the town says no.
Now, if there were, in fact, a McDonald's in every single town in England, you could just go to the next town.
This is a
very small town that is fighting back because they don't want a McDonald's.
They don't want it. And this is the issue. They're so small, but at the same time, they're worried about traffic. They said that it could cause a traffic jam.
I don't understand why anyone would come to this town if they could just go to the next town again.
People should go to the McDonald's in this town.
You've got to go to the Rutland McDonald's.
They're worried about the lines.
The lines.
The lines. I guess I'm just the townspeople.
How many people are in this town? 9?
It's very small. What's the number?
So if everybody in town goes at the same time, it could take minutes to get your food.
Unless the McDonald's is so nice that people from other towns would travel to
there are so many issues to just think about here. If this town is as tiny as we're making it sound, town of 20 people. So if everybody goes to McDonald's in this town, who's working at McDonald's in this town? Because there's no one available because, as Monica said, there's a McDonald's in every town in England. So they have to go populate
they said that they don't have a McDonald's and they are fighting against it. They don't want it. They don't want the traffic. They don't want the lines. And then you have two people that raise up their hands and say, well, I want a Big Mac. I want nuggets.
Man, those nuggets when you wake up on a Sunday
driving
morning.
All the way across town.
And so it's the county of Rutland.
Gotcha.
They have less than 40,000 people.
Okay.
But still.
Yeah. They're the only county in England that does not have a McDonald's.
Okay. All right. Now it's coming together. But, the only county. Now I'm figuring it out.
Do they need a McDonald's?
You know what I say?
They deserve a McDonald's. No. The kids do.
No, this is what I say. Screw them. You want to act that way? Fine. Build a wall. Build a wall around them. They don't get to go to any McDonald's anywhere.
But you can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You cannot do that.
Yeah, if you want to be
all travel for for a burger.
If you want to be all high and mighty, you walk the walk. You can talk the talk all you want. Not in our backyard, but we'll drive to your county to go eat. No, you don't get any.
That's rude.
So
you would just drive by with the smell of McDonald's in your car with the windows down? Mm-hmm.
And just fan it out?
Yep.
You can't do this. This
county has done it to other fast food chains. They did it to KFC. Yep. They did it to Burger King. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they won. They didn't show up.
Right. Nope. So now it's time. That's it. I'm rolling down the windows. I'm going to get a big box fan, and I'm going to blow the smell of French fries out. And I'm going to have speakers on the top of my car going, fresh fries.
Well, I guess if you really want the restaurant, you can move out of the county.
What you need to do is just give one of those fries to like a child or something. They'll be hooked. Mm-hmm. Like it's cocaine or something.
Well, it's like a shark with blood.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to do, it's going to be my thing. I'm going to sneak on Halloween. I'm going to go into that town and they think I'm going to be giving out Halloween candy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sneak a nugget into every kid's bag. So they're going to taste that nugget. They're going to get the taste of blood and then it's all going to be over.
I want more.
Oh yeah. They're going to be.
You're going to ruin the town.
I'm going to save the town. I'm saving the town. No. I'm Yak Jackson, saver of towns, eater of yaks.
Don't come back.
I bought the yak.
Mm-hmm.
You brought yak meat?
I bought the yak meat. I did not buy Meteor the yak.
Uh-huh.
The one that's on the loose. There's really no
one.
What I don't understand about this animal that is loose in Nelson County is they've been looking for almost a week now.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture I see of a yak standing next to a police car. I'm thinking, would we just yet let the yak walk away?
I am not a yak.
Excuse me, are you the yak?
No.
I am not.
Why now, sir? I am Beast from Beauty.
I imagine what this was. The police officer is just trying to do his duty, and the yak is like, this is because I'm a black yak, isn't it? And it's like, all right, I'm not getting involved in this. Forget it. We're moving on. But I have been given at least the update that the yak will be saved. The yak's not going to the butcher anymore. That's what the farm says. The actual farm says
because
they're going
out to the herd. Because it's a gold medalist yak at this point.
And they said their quote on their Facebook page was, it'd be like killing Bambi. So they're not going to do that. They're going to save Meteor the yak.
Okay.
So I've had to go elsewhere for my yak meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I have purchased a steak from the Yak Boys.
Sounds legit, right?
No, I have no idea. It didn't look legit.
Is it a .com or is it a .com?
Is it a dot
E-R-T?
Is it a dot Russia? What's going on? No, they're allegedly out of Colorado. So I have us a yak steak on order. Should hopefully be here next week.
All right.
Or my credit card has been stolen. Yes. It's one of the two. And we'll taste this yak and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Any other updates in the meantime, we'll figure it out. But I have not heard any.
I guess with yak, you cook it, medium, right?
It's like a steak.
Medium,
I would assume so.
We're having medium rare yak whenever it comes. Because I'm the chef.
You want any kind of memo like you're supposed to cook yak a certain way.
If you don't go well done, you get yak salmonella.
Ew.
It's going to be a problem.
You'll have
the yaks out back. The war has officially started and there is money flying everywhere.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
None of us are seeing any of this money, but man, it is flying around. Ugh. They're spending money like crazy. I want some money too, Antoine. $5,000 in the secret sound. I'm going to give somebody else some money, maybe.
Yeah, like 20-odd minutes?
Not for you.
Oh.
Sorry, Monica, not for you.
Mm-mm.
Not for me either.
No.
For you listening, sure. $5,000, you can tell me the secret sound. The streaming wars, I don't even know where they get all this money and how they think they're going to get it all back.
Uh-huh.
But the amount of money they are spending, these different services, trying to lock down shows.
Oh, yeah, like Netflix, they put out some money.
All of them are. It's insane. Yep. So HBO Max has paid, and the quote says, billions of dollars for The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Billions.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, like, really?
Word is they've locked down 5 years of reruns of The Big Bang Theory. Reruns. Yep. These are reruns we're paying for. And they say it's over $1 billion. So we're talking at least $250 million a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
For reruns of The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix also just spent $425 million to steal Friends away from Netflix. So they have spent $2 billion on two shows that are reruns.
Yep.
Not even new content.
Nothing. Not new content at all. $2 billion. Netflix, meanwhile, just spent $500 million on Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They stole that one away from Hulu. Congratulations, I guess. And now NBC has started to announce the stuff that they're going to be doing because they have to have a streaming service,
too. Of course.
Everybody has to have one. You do realize what's happening here.
We're basically paying everything.
It's cable again. It is. That's what it
they're
is.
Paying for all of these like little.
We said, I'm cutting the cord because I don't want to pay $100 a month for all these channels. And now each channel is charging you $10 to $15 a month.
And now we just have to find the show that we were watching on a different channel now. It was on NBC. Now it's on HBO Max. We just have to figure out where it is.
So NBC, and I understand because it is part of their heritage and it is their logo and everything, but I still think they should have said this name out loud before they decided that they're going to call their streaming service Peacock.
Yeah, I saw that and I thought it was a joke. Like I thought it was an editor having fun with a headline when I read it.
I think that they did. They clearly thought about it. We're laughing about it. And we're probably
and
like,
I guess they decided it's good enough. Maybe they think, all right, you know what? We need to cut through. Uh-huh. So, baby, come get your Peacock.
Yep.
We are ready to roll. And they have announced that they will be bringing back Saved by the Bell.
Yes, I saw that.
Isn't he a governor? Isn't Zach?
The story's kind of ridiculous. So it's officially Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley are officially on board. Mark Paul Gosselaar, Zach Morris is in talks. All the other ones, I'm sure, are just waiting for their phone to ring so they can say yes. The premise is Zach Morris is the governor of California. So he's become the governor.
Okay.
And he gets into hot water, Monica. Why? Ooh. He's in hot water because he has closed too many low-income schools. So to protect himself, he has suggested that the affected students be sent to the highest performing schools in the state, including the school that he went to. And then hilarity ensues after that, is what it says.
Well, we'll check it out.
What's funny is, like, none of the main stars, Zach, Kelly, and AC Slater, they don't really need the money.
No.
They're worth millions of dollars. Like, they don't need, they're just doing it because they miss each other.
Maybe.
They're real friends.
You know, when there's more money laying around, Antoine, I find that even if you have a bunch of money, if someone says, hey, would you like a few more million dollars? You say, yes, I would.
I can make room for that.
I can clear that out. I'll clear my schedule. I can be available for a little while. No problem. So Fat Chance is next. Me versus Monica. You playing along as well. How much faith do you have in us? And then $5,000 in the secret sound and a brand new birthday scam, 710 Thump of Melon. The only woman I've ever met in my life excited to actually serve jury duty. I can't say jury duty. I can't even say it. That's how much I don't like it. On a Saturday. Grudge matches on me versus Monica. Brand new birthday scam on the way. The only woman I've ever met in my life who's actually excited to have jury duty. So I, of course, have to explore her criminal activities.
When you're also in the grocery store, in the produce section, do you engage in any unwanted touching of the produce?
I'm sorry, unwanted touching?
Yes. Are you sitting there squeezing the avocados? Thump a melon?
I guess I've done that.
Aha! And is it not true that you, Tracy, have gone to a movie theater and snuck in some candy in your purse?
What's her answer going to be? Ooh. Is she going to end up in federal prison because of this?
Wow.
No, she is not. But the melon thumper, or thump a melon, the branded birthday scam is at 710. But now we must welcome back our host, Antoine Terrell.
Welcome to Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell.
Yes, you are.
And we are going to figure out how much confidence our listeners have in our morning thingers.
The first one will be Elliot. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning.
Who would you like to put your faith in this morning, Elliot? Zach or Monica?
I'll choose Zach.
Okay. On behalf of myself, I say that is an excellent choice.
Okay.
So, hey, all right. Elliot's going to be on line one. That's right. I keep both people on because you're part of this game too, Elliot. And it's going to be us versus Paige and Monica. Hi, Paige.
Hey.
All right, Antoine, let everybody know how Fat Chance works.
All right. So I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category. And Elliot and Paige, you will predict how many items can be named in that category in 15 seconds. If you feel like the person you're playing for or playing for you can name more, you'll raise the stakes. If not, you'll say Fat Chance and your opponent will have to go.
Okay, I have stood up to get ready for this game, trying to be focused, though I will admit when Antoine just said raise the stakes, now I want steak. So,
you're hungry.
Very easily distracted this morning. But Elliot, it'll be me and you first. We'll decide what we want to do, and then we'll go back and forth in category number one, which is...
All right. Elliot, category number one is male music groups. So music groups that are all male. How many do you think Zach can name in 15 seconds?
Male music groups.
Yes, past or present.
Do bands count?
Yes.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Musical acts.
Got it. Bands, too. Perfect. What do you say, Elliot? How many do you think we can do in 15 seconds?
Well, if that includes individual artists as well.
Well, it doesn't. No, it would be groups. So
they have to be in a group.
It's got to be a group or a band.
Got it.
Okay.
I'll say 8.
Okay, 8.
8. There we go. I think that's a good solid number to start. Yeah. All right, Paige. Do you think Monica can do 9 or more? If so,
you can
give
say
a number.
So.
If not, say fat chance to Zach and 8.
I'm going to say fat chance.
What?
Ooh, okay.
Oh, Monica, you think you could have done more?
I don't think you could have done more, but I know I can do 8.
Oh.
I think. Well, we'll find out. She's like, ah!
I think I could have pulled off 9.
You think so? 9 bands? Okay, are we ready?
We are ready.
15 seconds. I got to do male music groups. Here we go. NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 21 Pilots, Aerosmith, The Beatles, Rolling Stones. Let's go with 98 Degrees, B.B. Mac, Fall Out Boy. Let's see. ZZ Top, Cheap Trick.
All right. Mm-hmm. I had to make sure I counted them all up.
Yeah, which is more
than
8.
You needed 8. You got 10.
Yeah.
Correct.
There we go. 10. I don't think you could have done that, Monica.
No, I feel confident I could have.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you already called me.
She's like, I'm not going to waste my energy now.
Fair enough.
All right, so that's 1 point for Elliot and Zach.
Round 2.
All right, Paige, it's on you. This category is a little bit, I think it's going to be a little more difficult for you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
In fact, I think it's going to be very difficult.
Oh, no.
Crap.
All right.
Come
you
on.
Have to name, it has to be the first and last name.
Come on.
Of.
We don't even know what it is and we're
mad. I know, yeah. First and last name?
Listen, listen.
Of my relatives? Come on, man.
First and last names of First Ladies of the United States.
Oh, I don't like this one. I'm like, who?
It has to be first and last name, so you're not just.
Give me one. Go ahead.
All right,
I'm
Paige.
Tell you Paige, 1.
So how many First Ladies can Monica name in 15 seconds?
I'm going to say 3.
3. You can do 3. If you can't do 3,
I can definitely do 4.
All right, no, Elliot, it's on you.
Zach, I can do 4.
I don't know if I can do more than 4.
You can do 5.
I can do 4. I know I can do 4.
Okay, 4.
Okay, 4.
All right, 4. All right, Monica, it's on you. When I came with this category, I was able to do 7,
okay.
Just for the record.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I know. So you guys should get up to 7.
No.
All right, Monica. I mean, Paige, it's on you. The bid is 5 or more, or fat chance is Zach doing 4.
Man, I don't think I'm going to win either way.
So go for 5, because it's fun to listen to Monica. Say 5.
No, he said 5?
We want to listen to Monica do 5.
All right, 5.
There we go. Perfect. Elliot, let's watch it happen. You know what? We have another round. If she managed to squeeze it out, let's go ahead and see if she can do it. Fat chance!
All right, fat chance.
That's right,
so,
girlfriend.
Monica, you have to do 5 first ladies, first and last name.
Here we go. 15 seconds now.
Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, Martha Washington. You have, who else was there? The Kennedy.
Need a name.
You need a name. What's her dang name? It's right there. Come on, Kennedy. Come on, talk to me. She's right there. What's her name?
Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis.
Who, yeah, movie.
Who,
come on, Kennedy.
Who's the first lady right now? Who's Donald Trump's wife?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Her. You don't even know. You get
Melania. You know what?
Let's see. Lady Bird Johnson. I knew Eleanor Roosevelt is in there.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Did we do Barbara
our
Bush?
Our current first lady.
Man.
You know what? Yeah.
All right. I guess that's me. I won. That's right.
Yes. Congratulations to Elliot.
You know what, Paige? Hang on. We got a prize for you, too, because you were doomed from the start.
Oh, yes.
But it's okay.
Whoa.
Oh, she tried, and she failed.
Man.
She's a lover of history.
I tell you what, I didn't even think about our. Yeah.
You started with 3 real quick though. I was like, she might get it.
Wow.
But then I knew there was a wall coming.
It came,
and I thought that wall was coming right around 4. And that's exactly where it came up. So congratulations to both of y'all. We'll get you some prizes. We got Bacon Fest Saturday, Elmwood Park, Deschutes Kirk Fest Sunday, Kirk Avenue, downtown Roanoke. 2 great events going on in Roanoke this weekend. We have the Secret Sound on the way. Brand new birthday scam is coming next in the trending. Monica, we're screwing our kids over. We all are.
Really?
We're screwing them over. Do they deserve it? I don't even know. Maybe. They might. Hmm. But we are setting them up for failure, whether we like it or not. But I'm not going to stop. They're on their own. They're going to have to figure it out. Yeah, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm not going to stop, even though I know it is setting up for failure. That is next. It's a Secret Sound plays right after this trending.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
The dictionary has added new words. That's what they do this time of year. They find
new
goofy
word time.
Phrases.
Yeah.
We forget all of the whatever words it was that they added last year.
Mm-hmm.
Do they kick them out?
Or no.
Do you kick
no,
out?
They don't kick them out.
Why don't you kick out something like fleek? Fleek can go. We didn't need it anymore.
Oh, yeah, but it still existed. So
yeah, you can't unring the bell.
No,
yeah,
unring the bell. Pull the bell backwards.
You don't have to use it, and it may come back around.
I'm going to try to unring this bell. Let's see. See?
That's it.
I unringed it. Ready? There.
It's gone.
Out you go, Fleek. So this year's ones that we won't want anymore later, dad joke.
Dad joke.
Ugh, dad joke.
Oh, you don't like that.
I'm personally offended by dad joke, dad bod, any of those things. We're not that lame, are we? Am I?
Do you have any dad jokes? Oh, there he is with the dad. The
I don't
dad
really.
Joke.
I don't tell dad jokes.
There was a bunch of dad jokes yesterday.
Uh huh.
On the yak jokes were dad jokes.
Right, I do tell dad jokes.
They were dad jokes yesterday.
Well, that one's in the dictionary. Yeah. Can I unring my bell? There we go. Escape room has made it in. This is all hot and people are into vacay.
Vacay. Yeah. Hey.
I'm glad.
On vacay. And then since we're in the mood for shortening things, inspo.
Inspo.
What?
What is that? Man, I need to get some inspo.
Inspiration?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Trying inspo. To get.
I disagree with that.
Trying to climb a mountain so I can
sounds
get
like a drug.
People say that?
I don't know.
I've never heard that before.
Now, why is vacay acceptable and you're going to draw the line on inspo? I just
because I've heard people say that in real
time.
Life. I've never heard inspo in real life.
Dude, maybe you need some inspo.
There's no O in inspiration until the end. Like, it doesn't even fit there.
It doesn't matter. It's inspo.
What about inspo? See, now it's too close to Instagram.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Man, I got to get my inspo.
No.
I need my inspo.
Number two.
Speaking of social media. Now, I'm going to ask this question because the story is about how Facebook dating has an unfair advantage over its competitors because basically they have all of your information.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody listening who's using that thing? Do you think there's anyone listening?
Probably.
Facebook dating. Are you using it? I'm really curious. If it's
I bet
a
you
thing.
There's someone using it.
It seems so
definitely somebody
scary to me because I feel like it is this extra level of exposing yourself on the social media network that loves to expose you. And they say, don't worry, we'll protect you.
I bet you people are using it, though.
Yeah, get out of here. So if you're using it, I'm really curious. So 52353, do you use it? Is it working? Because it connects. They say, well, it's a different profile from your profile. But they're all connected.
Yes.
So then it starts to spill over and it starts recommending people to you. We're pretty sure Monica she's getting recommended to people because you got all these messages.
Oh, it's like random messages. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Hey, girl, how you doing? Like, I am not on Facebook dating. What's going on?
But also the pictures look like, you know, someone drew them and put them out there, made a profile pic. I'm like, this is weird. It's kind of a scammer.
I don't know. So
Number one.
All right, we're screwing our kids over, Monica, but I just don't think any of us are going to stop anyway. Sharenting. It's going to lead to all of them having their identity stolen later.
What are you talking about?
Barclays, which is an investment bank. They are saying that sharenting will account for 2/3 of identity fraud facing our kids today by the year 2030.
Sharenting.
Sharenting means because we're the parents and we're sharing all of their pictures.
All the information out there.
All of their life details, their birthday parties and all that
stuff. We share
too much. Yeah, because bank says parents can reveal names, ages, dates of birth from birthday messages, home addresses, place of birth, mother's maiden names, schools, the names of pets, sports teams they support, photographs, pretty much everything.
And that's true. All of that information can be put together to answer some security questions.
I say to all the kids, deal with it. Too bad.
We want to share pictures.
Their stuff gets more likes. Gotta do something. No. Shoot.
Well, we do share a lot.
It's either, but what do? Share nothing?
I don't know. I feel like we get hacked either way.
Yeah. And the one where I draw the line is it seems popular with they hit about 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. They're in that range. And all of a sudden, these kids, they decide they're going to be mad at their parents. And they say, you are not allowed to share my information on your Instagram because of my privacy.
Ooh.
And then meanwhile, they take their shirts off on Snapchat. And somehow it's my fault because I'm the one. You can't have it. It's my privacy. I'm like, you're flagrantly violating the whole thing anyway. So sharenting. What I say is get LifeLock. That's probably what you're going to have. Too bad. Yeah. I just don't think there's anything we can do about it. And it's already out there.
Yeah.
So once
now,
it's out there, it's out
it's
there.
Gone.
So what are you going to do about it? And yeah, if anyone's using Facebook dating, 52353, I'm curious. Secret sound right now. Brand new birthday scam on the other side.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 secret sound plays.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret sound.
540-774-9236. That's your number. Be caller 19.
Give me that sound, and I'll give you $5,000 from First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. Good luck. My week in the confessional booth. I'm attempting something with my shoes, and y'all are going to make fun of me. Fine.
Something new.
Yeah, something's kind of embarrassing. I don't know. I don't even know. Now I don't even want it. I'm embarrassed to do it in the first place. Monica's going to make fun of me in particular.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think you will.
I'm sure she will. Brand new birthday scam right now.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Zach, you got to do a birthday scam. My wife, Tracy, she just got picked for jury duty, and she might be the only person I've ever met who's actually excited about it. She's never done it before, so she has no idea what to expect, but she also watches a ton of crime and legal shows on TV, so she's got all the ideas in her head of what it's going to be like. Seems like a great way to mess with her for her birthday. Thanks for doing this. Love the show. That is from Jeff. Here's your birthday scam, you melon thumper, on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Tracy?
Yes, it is.
Good morning, Tracy. My name is David Wallace. I'm calling to follow up on the jury duty notice that you were sent.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm with the DA office, and we are working on some cases that you may, in fact, be assigned to. So we just need to do a quick pre-interview, if that is okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Have you served on a jury before?
No, I have not.
Okay. How do you feel about serving on a jury?
I'm happy to do it. It seems like an interesting opportunity.
Not really. But have you had any experience with the legal system in town? Any crimes on your record? Anything like that?
No, not really. I got a speeding ticket once.
A speeding ticket.
Is that bad?
Well, it just might disqualify you from serving a jury on some of our cases, ones that are related to your past crimes in particular.
I don't know if I'd call a speeding ticket past crime.
Well, the letter of the law does. So have you been completely honest with me about the rest of your criminal history, Tracy?
I don't have a criminal history.
Okay, so you haven't neglected to mention any unlawful activities that you were involved in, because we need people with a very clean record to serve on the jury, and if this information comes out later, we will lose the entire case based on that.
No, I'm not a criminal. I'm boring, I promise, really.
Really? So would it surprise you to learn that we, in fact, have surveillance video of you stealing merchandise from a local grocery store?
What? I've never stolen anything.
Are you sure?
Of course.
What about grapes? I have information that on several occasions you have taken a grape, sometimes two, and eaten them in the store while shopping the produce department at your local supermarket.
I mean, yeah, I guess so, but doesn't everyone do that?
They most certainly do not. Mm-mm. I do not. Fruit theft can be considered petty theft.
I buy the grapes.
You buy the grapes, the ones that are in your stomach. You buy those?
Well, no, I'm sorry. Sometimes, yes, I just try, want to make sure they're fresh before I buy the whole bag.
Okay, but when you're also in the grocery store, in the produce section, do you engage in any unwanted touching of the produce?
I'm sorry, unwanted touching?
Yes, are you sitting there squeezing the avocados, thump a melon?
I guess I've done that.
Aha! And is it not true that you, Tracy, have gone to a movie theater and snuck in some candy in your purse?
I don't know. Are these questions that you ask everyone?
Absolutely. Understand that serving on a jury is a sacred honor, and we cannot let just anyone do it. Do you want to be selected for this jury?
I do. I think I would be a great juror.
Okay. Do you follow current events in the area?
Yeah, I do. What kind of current events?
I can't give you too many details, but we do have a few cases pending that you may have heard about, and you might serve on the jury for any of these.
Okay.
We have a man who was arrested for armed robbery, and he has no arms.
Really?
Yes, he wants the case thrown out, but he can't. I mean, you can hold a gun with your toes. I've seen it on TV.
I've never heard of anything
Trust
like that.
Me, in this line of work, Tracy, you will see all kinds of crazy things. I have another lawsuit where the plaintiff has no lower limbs, no legs.
Oh, wow.
I don't think she's going to win because, I mean, she doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, wow. Oh. What?
You get it, Tracy? She doesn't have a leg to stand on. No limbs. That's just, it's lawyer humor, Tracy. Work with me, lawyer humor.
Come on.
All right.
Okay, actually, lawyers don't have any sense of humor at all. None of this is funny, really, unless it was some sort of scam.
What do you mean by a scam?
Birthday scam.
What?
You're on the radio right now. Hi, it's a birthday scam. Hi, Tracy. It's Zach from K92.
Hi. Oh, my God.
This is like, really stupid. This is dumb. I don't know. This is the best I got. Are you legit excited to be on this thing?
I am. I actually am. I've never been on one, so I want to see what it's like.
All right. Well, you know what? You call me back in a month when you've gone through the 30 days of agony of the jury duty, and then you tell me if you have that same answer again, okay?
Thank you. I will, definitely.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
I'd like to see you guys do better with jury duty humor. Thank you very much.
Nope, Monica, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I think it's a conspiracy. The conspiracy theory has begun.
No. They would never do that.
We'll get to my confession in a few minutes.
Are you going
to
do this?
Yes, I am. I am going to do this.
No.
I'm taking over with the conspiracy theory. I have a ridiculous theory now.
No, I don't think it is.
Monica, you did this.
You did this.
Oh, I did?
I
was just talking. I was just talking.
And I was just listening. And then I was, you know what? I wasn't just listening. I was hearing.
Ooh.
I was hearing
With your third eye.
Yep. My third eye was all wobbling. Antoine, I don't have a third eye, but I do have a third nipple. So my third nipple.
it was listening.
That is true. I have a confession in 8 minutes. Something embarrassing I'm doing. So, Monica, you'll be able to judge me.
Mm-hmm.
But first, it's this conspiracy theory. You explain, and then I'll tell you what the deal is.
I told you. I think that Chick-fil-A, they are just wonderful.
Okay.
Right? So breaking news, a Chick-fil-A manager, he saves a man's life after he collapses in the parking lot, runs over, and he saves a man's life.
Mm-hmm.
But
this was like a couple months ago, there was another manager or something that noticed a kid that was choking in the back seat of a car in the drive-thru, and he jumped through the window, saved his life.
And so before Zach gets this conspiracy... Mm-hmm. I would like to say that this conspiracy never crossed my mind, but as soon as Zach said it, I'm like,
there was something there.
There may be a grain of truth in that.
Because you start hearing all these stories of these Chick-fil-A people, this person, they save their life, has to do this. Babies born in the parking lot. And that's right, my friends. I do believe we have a conspiracy. They are causing...
It's just a holy place.
Causing these medical issues.
No, they are not.
To then rescue them.
How dare you say that?
To get the publicity.
How dare you say that about the Chick-fil-A?
Yep.
I'm not getting in the middle of this one.
What proof do you have that my ridiculous statements are false?
You have none!
The sun is always shining on Chick-fil-A, even on a cloudy day.
Mm.
There's always a light that shines down.
So what you're saying
is... clouds are always parted over Chick-fil-A.
I understand then. They also control the weather.
No.
That's what it is.
No. So you're going to blame global warming on them? No.
Wow, you just...
Monica, Zach said it.
It's on the record. Monica just said that global warming is because of Chick-fil-A. Zach, Monica just said it's on the record.
Zach said that.
I do believe that's what it is.
That's what Zach was trying to say.
Did we check? Did anyone bother to check? Was that boy who was choking and thankfully was saved?
Was
he given a slightly larger nugget?
Oh.
No.
Did we ask it? Did the drive-through person say, okay, you would like a 5-piece nugget, and how big is your throat hole? And did they pull out the choke nugget? Yeah, I believe they did. I believe this happened. Yes.
So we don't have that information.
So let the record show that Zach is saying there may be a conspiracy at Chick-fil-A.
Yep,
and Monica is saying that Chick-fil-A is responsible for global warming.
Yes.
Make sure the record shows that.
I'll say it. It's fine. I'll throw it in there. You know what else I'll throw out there for one final scurrilous accusation? Do you know what they are responsible for?
What?
Do you know what they supply?
What do they supply?
The chicken sandwich at Popeyes. Yep, it all comes together.
No,
Popeyes, Chick-fil-A, I.
No.
Artificial intelligence?
You're taking it there. Because with Popeyes, they even saved some of the employees that were really drained after a long day at Popeyes. What did they do?
Right.
Chick-fil-A
fed them.
They fed the Popeyes employees.
Brought them sandwiches.
And the sun followed them as they walked across
Chick-fil-A
the street.
But Chick-fil-A bought all the sandwiches in the first place.
Uh-uh.
It all comes together.
No. I don't know why you're hating on it.
I'm not hating.
You too. Something else.
You too. I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
I'm not hating on anything. All I know is I'm just awake now. I'm awake to the world. I am woke. I have figured it out. My confessional is next. I am lame. So you feel free to judge me. It's pathetic. I don't know. It felt like a good idea. And as soon as I started doing it, I thought, just give it up. Just retire and die already, old man. So I'll explain next.
Now, Taylor texts in, as a previous general manager of a Chick-fil-A in the area, does that mean I can put lifesaver and weather influencer on my resume? I feel like that would open some doors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what you have to put on there is co-conspirator. Ooh. Co-conspirator.
Whatever.
See, he's on the outside, or she's on the outside. They, a Taylor, I don't. They's on the outside now. Oh, yeah, the conspiracy theory is on. Mm-mm. But I'm just a pathetic man that's here to confess. It is my turn in the confessional booth. And I know you're going to judge me. And I know you're going to mock me. You're going to laugh at me. Call me lame, all sorts of things.
I may not judge you.
I think
Monica
you
will.
I'm judging what? Myself. It seemed like such a good idea at the time. I'm a man who likes shoes.
Yes.
My preferred style of shoe is some kind of slip-on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I just can't stand tying shoes, man. I get up too early. I just can't. You know, you have those things, and it's very simple. How hard is it to tie and untie shoes?
But you don't want to.
You just decide there's something, your brain has a hang-up. Ah, I don't want to. So I don't want to. But I have several. Oh, I have tons of shoes. So I have several pairs of shoes. They got laces.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't wear them that often because
okay.
I don't feel like it. Seemed like a good idea at the time. I went online, and I bought me some laceless laces. These are these like rubber things, and you put them in place of shoelaces,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of so they can turn regular shoes into slip-ons.
Oh,
there's these little rubber inserts.
I need to see this.
You know what they look like? You live in a nursing home. That's what you look like.
See,
I know.
What?
I know.
Sounds like
I know. I'm elderly.
Oh,
it seemed like such a good idea at the time, and I bought them.
They're like rubber bands,
basically. Different colors to match your shoes.
Zach, no.
You're wearing rubber bands.
Zach, no. No, you gotta suck it up and tie your shoe.
I don't want to.
You gotta just tie your shoe.
It's
either, because with those laces, it's either you're an infant or you're an elder.
I know.
You know, like,
you're either
no
coming
in-between.
Or going.
Yeah.
You either just showed up or you're on your way out.
I knew you.
No,
wouldn't.
You can't do that. No.
But
no!
I don't want to tie my shoes.
No, you got to tie your shoe.
And I'm very sad because I like Puma brand stuff, and they had this whole line of slip-ons. They've eliminated all of them. They've gone back to tying. Is that the new thing? We don't do slip-ons anymore
I think
of any
we should
kind?
Tie your shoe. I mean, just go ahead.
Or just
tie your
buy
shoes.
All slip-ons.
I know, but I'm saying they're eliminating them. They're kind of cutting them out.
Then you have to change your brand of shoes.
Just don't wear shoes.
Okay.
Walk around barefoot now.
I'm going to do that.
Take it to the Flintstones.
Great idea. Thank you.
Your shoestring, Monica can use to put her hair in a ponytail.
Yep.
Like if she loses a hair tie, she can just grab one of your shoestrings.
Yeah,
it's like a, you know, something for the
elders. Yeah, I know. Yes. I started putting
kids
it
can
in.
Use just, your shoestrings
you
as slingshots.
I'm sorry.
I know. All right. I have one other just mini confession. I bought 12 pounds of bacon last week.
Wow.
Hey, what are you doing?
Who are you feeding?
I know what's going on.
I was being thrifty.
Are you going through something?
Are you
going
to wrap yourself in bacon, make yourself a Lady Gaga bacon dress?
Is there maybe something we need
with
to talk
slippers?
About as a family?
I'm going to be a jalapeno popper for Halloween. That's what I'm going to do.
I know what happened. He bought these rubber shoelaces, saw them, got depressed, and just bought a bunch of food.
That might be
meat.
True.
I
should put, and the sale's over, so too bad you missed out. But the Wright's brand bacon, to me, is the best regular person bacon that you can buy at the grocery store. It is normally $10.99 for the package.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-pound package, but still, that's $11 for bacon. That's a lot. It was on sale last week for $4.
Oh!
That's the $4!
So you really did just like.
So every time I went into the store, I buy a pack. I'm like, all right, I'll throw this in the freezer. And each time I was like, yo, Zach, I'm only $4.
Get more.
Put me in your freezer, man.
Oh.
I stay there all winter. You could wrap yourself up in me and teach yourself like a jalapeno popper.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
so
okay. 12,
I bought 6 different packages.
That's all right.
Sale's over, though. Plus, I bought it all, so too bad. I'm just an old man, but you know what? I'm
lasers.
Faster than you when it comes to the bacon, so there. Secret sound clue next hour. Brand new birthday scam as well. Dirty little secrets, so it's your turn. You start texting in your secrets. I expose my embarrassment. Now you do yours. 52353. Let us know. I might do a prize for our favorite. Favorite one. And Ken has agreed to come on with us because he has a secret that changed his life. 8:25 here on The Thing. Well, I feel like this text takes care of it. 52353. Zach, that's why they make cowboy boots, no laces. I'm just going to have to wear cowboy boots. Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's me coming on into work. Monica, can you get me some of that Bedford County hay? I want a piece of hay.
You want some hay?
Yeah, I need some
cowboy
hay.
Cowboy boots.
Because then I can always, hey.
Oh.
Okay.
Nerd!
Nerd alert.
I know.
The Food Nerd 411.
Because we're already talking about food and my conspiracy theory on Chick-fil-A. There are a couple new food products that are floating around.
All right.
We have purchased a yak steak on the internet today so we can see what yak tastes like.
Try it
since
out.
There's a yak on the loose. And that yak is being saved. So we can't taste that yak.
Meteor?
Meteor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. We don't get to taste Meteor. He was going to the butcher shop and now he's done. So I've ordered yak from the Yak Boys and it will hopefully be here next week. Or my identity has been stolen. I'm not sure. Either one. All right. Pizza Hut. Say hello to the Cheez-It pizza.
Cheez-It
pizza.
I heard
a little bit about
this. I haven't heard anything about this.
It looks pretty good.
Tell me more.
It is not a pizza on any level. It's more of just an appetizer. Mm-hmm. It looks like a fried ravioli in a lot of ways. So it's a Cheez-It outside. Kind of looks like a giant Cheez-It.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the inside, they put cheese and pepperoni, and it looks like it's sort of fried up, and you dip it in pizza sauce.
Yeah.
So it's a giant-looking Cheez-It. With cheese and pepperoni on the inside.
Kind of like a Hot Pocket or
a pizza roll.
Pizza roll?
Yeah, sort of something like that. So those are available now if you want to check those out. And KFC is testing a new chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It says parts of Virginia. Probably not the parts we're looking for. This happened the last time, too, when they did the Cheeto one. They sent it around here and we couldn't find it. It is a chicken sandwich.
Yep.
With a donut as a bun, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw that. Richmond.
Yeah.
Norfolk.
It's probably good. I've done the burger with the donut as the bun. You take like a Krispy Kreme, a glazed donut, you grill it up on both sides and you do it. They call it the Luther burger because the late great Luther Vandross loved to eat this burger.
That was his
favorite. He also had a heart attack. I mean, that did happen. But he loved that burger. Because it is. It's the salty, it's the sweet, it's the meaty and everything. So they are testing that out. KFC is also doing new fries that are covered in the secret herbs and spices.
Oh, that'll be tasty.
Now, that sounds pretty good.
I'm on board for this one.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's kind of like the crunchy bits.
I'm ready to try this one.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what are you sitting here for? Get out of here,
I don't think,
man.
KFC's open yet.
No.
They don't serve breakfast.
Break in.
Start making your own fries.
Yeah, right. Because then in an hour, I can have you in a blow your mind story.
We're getting arrested.
Yeah, radio DJ arrested at KFC for blank.
Like, we know him.
Making his own fries. Yeah, exactly. It'll be you. And you'll know the answer. You'll have an unfair advantage in the game because you'll be the one who got arrested for everything.
That's true.
Yeah, so they've got those with the secret herbs and spices. We have the Brandon Birthday Scam Thump a Melon on the way, your first secret sound clue of the day, and Dirty Little Secrets. So text yours in 52353. And Ken has a secret that changed his life. What is it? I'll tell you what freaks me out is every time I agree with Monica on something. So we're going to talk about something that freaks you out. And I'm totally on board with you on this.
Oh.
Because it freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
Which then freaks me out that I agree with
you.
So that freaks you out even more.
Oh, man. My head's spinning. Oh. We have some great Dirty Little Secrets on the way as well. So Dirty Little Secrets 825. We'll do that one first, then the freak out.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Get ready for her hologram tour. Kicking off in January.
A hologram tour.
Yes, for Whitney Houston.
Nope.
I'm good.
You're good?
No,
what's the difference of a hologram tour versus watching old YouTube videos?
Yeah, just
help me understand that.
You have background dancers, you have backup dancers, you have backup singers and all that stuff.
Maybe people. There's like an opener.
Maybe.
Like you can see other people in concert too.
Why don't I'd rather go to a Whitney Houston impersonator concert.
Well, I don't know. They're going to make money off this tour. You know that. It's kicking off in Mexico on January the 23rd.
Would you go,
and
Monica?
I actually would.
Okay.
It's probably, if the tickets are, you know, $20 bucks.
It depends on how much
I'll
the tickets are. A hologram, they're going to probably charge you more than
$20. No, I want
the hologram, that's going to be expensive technology.
Guaranteed.
Blow up the hologram.
$75 minimum to see the hologram. That's what I think.
$75.
Yep. That is my guess. Ain't gonna be $20. Nothing is $20.
A
movie's
bleeds?
Like $20.
The nosebleeds. $20. $25. Well, that's all.
Nah.
Well, maybe I just get a job at whatever, you know, at whatever center.
Work security.
Yeah. And I'll just see it.
Temporary employee one night. I quit. All right.
They're like, oh, weird. Okay. Well, this right here is kind of weird. Liam Hemsworth. You know, he's no longer with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Well, he says that he did not know about the split until he read it on social media.
Ooh.
He didn't know that they were actually splitting up. So
that's unfortunate.
That is very unfortunate. But he said it wasn't like he didn't see things happening with the relationship was failing, but he didn't know that they had, you know,
it was over.
Right. Until
they
she went to social media.
They had gone on breaks in the past and everything. So she goes to social media first.
Mm-hmm. He read it on the internet.
Have you ever found out really big news? And you know, you're sort of in a way that you shouldn't have found it out?
Well, my brother-in-law, he found out about Ava, me being pregnant with Ava, on the show. Because we forgot to tell him. And he was like, you're pregnant? He called Jared, his brother. He was like...
Because we didn't... It's not like we revealed it 2 weeks into your pregnancy.
No, it was a while.
It was beyond... I would say it was almost five
and
months.
I assumed he knew. Jared just... he had conversations with his brother.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Guys don't talk.
No, they have no.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah,
"What? Twice about
I'm going to be an uncle."
We talk about football. That's it. My wife always asks me that. My friends Les and Ray. I text them all the time. Yeah. How are Les and Ray? I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they seem fine. I guess. How's
all
Ray's
right.
new baby? Alive? No one said anything else. I'm not sure. So yeah, when were you the last to know? You can share that if you want. 52353. Also, dirty little secrets on the way. There's some good ones. We've got a single lady who is lying to her dates.
Mm-hmm.
We've got somebody who's lying to her mother-in-law.
Ooh,
and we have somebody who lied on a job interview. Y'all are a bunch of liars today, but I like it. And then Ken says he's got a secret that changed his life. 825. Brand new birthday scam next. Thump a melon. Oh, a lying single woman, a lying daughter-in-law, a lying job interviewee, all, and then Ken.
Oh, here, nice.
I like, these are good lies, though. Mm-hmm. They're fun lies.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Dirty little secrets. Sometimes a lie pays off. I know, kids, don't listen to me. But one of these lies, the person that texted in, I mean, it is all worked out for the good because they were a liar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kids are in school anyway, so
okay.
Speak your heart.
They all lie anyway. Text 52353. Here it is. I faked my way through a job interview for a side job, ended up starting a company based around me faking this side job, and now I'm totally loving it.
Well, how about
that? That's impressive.
That's a positive.
So I'd say no good relationships built on a lie, except for that one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
There it is. Here's another one. Text 52353. I have a friend who is single and dating. And when she plans a home-cooked dinner for her dates, she goes to different stores to get all the food and then does the Mrs. Doubtfire, where she puts it on all the plates and makes it look like her own, and her dates never know the difference.
Okay. What's the problem there if it tastes good?
I know, exactly. Yeah. Just hit eat.
Because they'll find out later. Well, those home-cooked meals can't wait to be married to you.
Well,
my dirty little secret is that my mother-in-law lives next door to me, and I totally lock the door and pretend I'm sleeping when she tries to come over.
What?
That's funny.
Hey, sometimes those mother-in-laws need to know their boundaries, Monica. Right?
Oh, you stop.
I know she won't listen.
You stop.
I was going to agree. It's all good. I'm agreeing with Monica on something here in a few minutes that's freaking me out. It freaks her out, and then it freaks me out that I'm agreeing with her. But first, we must get to... Ken. Ken's entire life changed based on his secret. That's what he says. Let's say good morning to Ken now. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all
pretty
right.
Good.
We love going through lies and secrets here in Dirty Little Secrets, mostly because I'm incapable of keeping them. So this way, I didn't give away the secret you did, but I also get to listen to it because I love listening to other secrets are so fun, aren't they? You know, every time somebody says, when it gets to New Year's resolutions and they say, my resolution is I am going to gossip less. And I think, I am not calling that person. There's going to be nothing to talk about. How are you? Fine. All right. Talk to you later. Ken, share your secret with everybody.
I just found out, and I'm about to tell my family that I have a son.
Ooh. Wow. So you have a son. Not you don't have somebody that's pregnant. You have a kid.
No. There's a kid in the world that is mine that I just found out about.
Wow. And based on your voice, you sound shocked but also kind of excited about the whole thing.
I have been going through the steps. I'm at the excited stage.
Okay.
I found it over this past weekend.
How did this all happen?
Not from the science perspective.
That I know how that happens. But,
last year I had a quick fling with a girl that I met. And she was in and out of my life pretty fast. And then out of nowhere, last month, she contacts me and was like, hey, you're a father.
What goes through your mind when you receive this news?
Well, I thought she was lying at first. And then she, you know, she sent me pictures, sent me the birth certificate, you know, the timing of it, when the kid was born,
mm-hmm.
like all the stuff. I was like, yeah, the kid does kind of look like me.
Okay, now I have seen plenty of episodes of Maury where she says, look at this face. This has got to be him. He's got to be the father. Did you do a test?
I'm going to do one when I go see the kid.
Okay. All right. I hope this is all on the up and up, and it sounds like you're excited about it, and that's cool. I encourage you to do the test just to make sure, because it is kind of a random thing for all of this to go down.
You are right. Okay. It's a very good idea.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, but actually do it. Not just an idea. You have to promise me you're going to do the test.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to follow through on that because we got, yes, you're right.
This is so weird. So now you're in the excited phase.
Which is good.
It is good.
He's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've always thought about being a father, but the having to get there and the marriage and all that kind of stuff, I've never really figured out that part yet. I never really imagined that part yet.
Well, congratulations. You can skip that part. We've learned that.
I guess I could. Yeah, I guess I can skip that part.
Now, your relationship with this woman, is it a positive relationship? Did things end poorly? What happened?
It was kind of a very quick fling inside of 24 hours.
Yes, one of those.
One of those, but it was a very good, positive experience.
Okay.
There wasn't any negativity there. So I don't know what the future is with her, but I'm not really worried about that at the moment. Just kind of, I'm still more on the part of I have a son.
And your family is going to be floored because there's really no. Are you dating anybody now?
No.
Okay, good. Because that would be messy.
That's a game changer.
That is a game changer on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to make them surprised, and they're going to think it's April Fool's.
Yeah. There's probably going to be a lot of different reactions.
I think at least once in the conversation, in the reveal, you need to do that. Just one time.
Yeah.
That's good. I like, father, hey. Maybe you could stage your own. We could find someone who looks like Maury Povich to come in with you. Be like, hey, this is my friend. And be like, ladies and gentlemen, Ken is the father.
Ooh, breaking news.
Right. And then, Ken, what do you do?
Man,
you know what? I'm happy for you. It's such a weird thing, but sometimes God works in very mysterious ways, and it sounds like you're very open to the potential of whatever happens next. Take the test, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Taking the test.
And then you can, all you want. That's fine. But and you gotta let us know. We're buddies now, so we got to know what happens next. We're nosy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, good. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
I like it.
Wow, dirty little secret. It's a dirty, but it's a clean.
Yeah.
Thang, 9 o'clock, your brand new chance at a secret sound from First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke at K92. $5,000 could be yours. You know what? How about I give you a clue right this very second? I can do that for you. You don't have to wait.
K92 secret sound, win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
Clue 9, alert to new ideas. Clue 9, alert to new ideas. $5,000, 9 o'clock. Next, Monica has something that's freaking her out. I am totally on board with this, which is then freaking me out.
Okay.
But so's the thing that freaks her out.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of freakouts happening next. Sometimes there are just things that freak you out. For you, it's just gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with Monica on this one, which also then freaks me out. I'm also freaked out by the fact that I guess we used to do a bit on this show called Heebie-Jeebies. Did you know that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but look at this. I got those heebie-jeebies again, but I guess I won't price it again. The heebie-jeebies. You worked here.
It was
2014.
Well,
doesn't that freak you out?
Well, yeah, we have lots of different games
so
and
many
bits.
Things. I don't remember.
Yeah. Heebie jeebies.
But Monica was telling me yesterday about something freaks her out because everybody has those random things. And you think to yourself, this is ridiculous. Like, why does this freak me out? It doesn't bother other people.
Mm-hmm. But as an adult, for me, it freaks me out to hear about someone's tooth falling out as an adult.
Or
even
it.
Watching it on a show. Like last night, I was watching a show and the girl reaches in and she's like, what's that? Like, she pulls out her own tooth.
Oh!
And I'm like, even though it's it's a movie.
Yeah.
It's like,
No, it freaks me out too. My son lost one of his big front teeth last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that little devil, he tormented me. He got off the bus And he said, "Daddy, my look to a tooth is about to come out." And he wiggled it and he twisted it sort of all at the same time.
Did he chase you around?
Pretty much. I ran.
With the loose tooth?
Oh, God, I couldn't. And he goes, "I need you to help me pull it out." And I said, "Do you know who you're talking to?" Ooh. Absolutely not. I can't do it. Yeah, it freaked me out.
Mm.
Did you pull your own tooth out?
No.
Teeth out when you were kids?
No, and it was torture. My parents, this was torture for them, was that I would not pull my teeth out because it just, me and, you know, it's a heebie-jeebies. Again, it gave me the heebie-jeebies. And I would let them just stay loose. I mean, they'd be on the tiniest little strand, and they'd be sitting on my lip. And my parents would be like, just wiggle it. I mean, seriously, one time. I had several, this is how loose they were, several teeth that when they came out of my mouth, baby teeth, no blood whatsoever. Because really, they had just sort of
hanging on nerve.
Yeah, they dried up like a back road and just were basically, they were dust. Yeah.
See, as a kid, I used to love playing with my loose teeth, like with my tongue or whatever, like get underneath it and push it and lift it and stuff. I was sad when the tooth finally fell out because I was like,
"Oh man, my toy's gone.
I need a new toy."
I should have asked that question in the interview process. I never would have hired you. Something's got to freak you out though. Just random thing.
Well, I mean, you guys know one weird animal.
That's turtles, right?
Yeah, turtles freak me out because they can go in their shell and disappear. Mm-hmm. And then they can come out whenever they want.
They're right there in the shell.
I don't appreciate that.
They're so slow.
I don't like when things are able to move and I can't see them move.
Oh, so you think because they're in there.
Because they're in there. And so they could pop out at any time. Like, that's not okay.
Like a warble.
A what?
A warble.
A warble?
Talk about warbles. Get under your skin.
Oh, like, yeah. Those things. Yes. Those things freak me out. Anything that I can't see, but I can
into country
know it's
talk.
In
like warble.
A warble? No, it was actually like a warble. Like dogs get warbled.
Them warbles warble.
Yeah, we talked about it once. Yeah, we looked it up.
Yeah. All right, so a turtle, you don't like
any type of animal that has like a shell or something that can go in and then just come out at its own leisure.
So like a crab?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of crabs. Well, crabs, they don't really hide in their shell, though, do they?
Well, you got those crabs. Yeah, the ones that do that go to the beach and you got those sand crabs that run around
the
shell.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Duck inside.
Any of those, nope.
Snail. Freaky.
I need to be able to see you at all times.
So they put their little turtle hands in their little turtle pockets and you don't know what they're
doing. Yeah, exactly. What are you doing in those pockets?
I'm messing around in
there. And the turtles are talking to you.
Exactly.
Antoine, you are quite attractive. Whoa. Let me pull my turtle hands inside and see. You don't know what I'm doing. I feel like that's a good turtle voice. I don't know.
You kind of sound very Cosby-esque towards the end.
All right, thanks. Thanks. Oh. Appreciate it. All right, well, this is over. Never mind. Secret Sound is on the way. $5,000 for you.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.